Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
What up, everybody? This is Jason Lee, and this is Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored, and we have B. Simone and Natalie Nutt in for another show.
Yay. Yes, we're back.
We're back.
We're back, and we're better.
The last show, right. We talked about horses and the importance of loving thy animal. Keep your penises to yourself, though.
Please, and out of the animals.
Okay, so I figured we would just talk about what's happening in the world. There's so much happening, and I know that neither one of you have seen in full the Khalees interview that I did.
No. I started watching it today, but it was a little long. I didn't finish it.
Yeah, so basically what happened was Khalees had been trying to interview her for a long time because I've been a fan of her music. I'm a fan of her relationship with Nas and just the whole hip-hop thing, you know, whatever. And so she's a real private person, doesn't do interviews. And then one day she just, week and a half ago, she called me and she said, today's the day, let's do it. I'm like, okay, well,
wow.
I didn't know what she wanted to talk about. So she said she wanted to do it at her house. So when I got to her house, I said, what can we talk about? And she said, I've been edited for 9 years. You can ask me anything you want.
Wow.
Ooh, I get to be on any question. She said, anything I want. So I answer any question you want.
Yeah.
So we started talking about her food line, her sauce line, Bounty and Full, and her food company, and she's a chef and all that now. But
wow.
We started talking about it. But you know, people had an image of Khalees and Nas for years, just like you have of Biggie and Faith, or you have of
Jay-Z and
Beyonce.
Yep.
And she broke that image. Mm. She talked about she compared herself to Rihanna. She said that while Rihanna's picture surfaced, she was looking at herself covered in bruises. She was sitting with Nas in Atlanta, covered in bruises, watching Rihanna on TV.
Mm.
And she just went into saying that Nas wasn't a good father, and he's a photo op dad, and that he was jealous of Jay-Z and has a drinking problem. And, you know, everybody's been asking me my opinion, and this is my opinion. It's not my story. It's her story.
Right.
I'm not even going to waste my time giving my opinion, because each of us around the table have our history. We have whatever's going on in our lives. And nobody else should have an opinion about that. I guess people would say, you know, you talk about your thoughts on things every day. But I guess because this one was so big and so iconic for hip hop and the culture, that I don't want to ruin the conversation by saying my opinion.
Yeah.
But interestingly enough, Nas hasn't said anything. And shout out to Wendy Williams, who showed me love. People said she threw a little shade at me, but the thing about
it wasn't shade.
Wendy is the queen of TV talk. She can say what the fuck she want to say.
Yeah,
she's thrown shade, and then in the same sentence, she's praised me, because she'll say something like, you know, Natalie, the one with the big chin, and it's like, okay, that's so old now.
Yeah,
but she'll say that, and then she'll turn around and be like, but she's my favorite that ever was on Bad Girls Club.
Yeah,
she's the only one we all remember.
So it's
like stupid stuff like that, but she's the queen of television.
She knows. Yeah. She knows how to wrap a compliment in some shade.
Yeah.
And so I'm sending her flowers, but no, they get.
I'm sending her flowers.
You know, like this is the one shady. This is like some. This is Wendy Shay. She said, "Shout out to the lucky journalist, bitch. I'm not lucky. I'm talented. You know, but I live for it. I love it. I always say I'm a cross between Wendy and Oprah with a dick. Like, I love it. So the fact that she gave us love. But you know what I found interesting? Because sometimes I go on rants about black media. Black media don't really show us love all the time. They show us love when they have to.
So
Vanity Fair ran the story. And then Essence ran it.
Mm.
But why does Vanity Fair run it before you?
Yeah.
Your Essence, your black culture. But I've learned that, you know, and there was other outlets that didn't run it. But, you know, I said to somebody yesterday, because a friend of mine called and he said, congratulations on that interview. It was big. I see it everywhere. I said, did you watch it?
Mm.
He said, no. I said, okay, don't call me and praise me for something that you didn't watch. And he said, well, I said, no, you're busy being self-absorbed, and that's okay. But just, we're going to have a conversation. We're going to have a real conversation.
Mm.
You call me. Are you a fan with my phone number, or are you a friend?
Mm.
If you're a friend calling me to congratulate me on some shit,
then you better have watched.
You better know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, right.
But if you're a fan with my phone number, then let's not even talk about work. Let's just talk about your baby. Let's talk about life. You know? And he was a little offended, but I had to say to him, when I did that interview, I got on a plane with the Dominican Republic. I didn't look at everything online with what everybody was saying. I mean, I saw the traction. But I really did that interview for the culture for Hollywood Unlocked, not to sit and revel in all the comments and the accolades, right. Because I'm on to the next interview.
Yeah.
But I found it really interesting, and the people that watched it, and I know it's had an impact, and Nas hasn't commented, but I want to talk to Nas.
I'm sure you do.
That'll be dope.
You want to get to the bottom of it, huh?
No pun intended.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
But yeah, but domestic violence is a real thing. And
yes, it is.
It happens every day.
Do you feel, because you guys are public figures, do you feel that people have an image of you that sometimes ain't the image that's real?
I could go first, of course. But that's why with me being a comedian and being who I am, I try to be as real as I can on social media. So when stuff does come out or I look crazy in the airport with no makeup, I look crazy on Instagram with no makeup. Mm-hmm. So when y'all see me in the airport, it's like I've already put that part of myself out. Mm-hmm. So it can't really be used against me. But I mean, certain things, we all have stuff we hide, or not hide, but it just doesn't need to be on social media, mm-hmm. you know, personal stuff. So I try to be as transparent with my career and my followers as much as I can. So when certain stuff does come out, it's not really a surprise. It's like, I told y'all this on Snapchat.
What about you?
Yeah, I just feel like, I came from a different decade of reality TV.
Yeah.
Like, so when we filmed Bad Girls Club, it was new. And we filmed 24 hours a day on the camera. No cameras went down. We didn't have call times. We didn't show up.
How was that?
That's insane.
So this is what I'm getting to. So I didn't know, even though the show is very edited, on all of the shows I've done, this is how we filmed it. So on Marriage Boot Camp, on Bad Girls Club, on Love Games, on
24/7,
all of the shows I filmed, the way we filmed it was different from how they film Housewives now.
Love and Hip Hops.
And it's a different way. So for example, we'll film 24 hours a day and I don't know what they're going to air. So I just better be me all goddamn day. Because if not, they're going to show something that was nothing like who I am. So I always kind of cringed when I would watch the shows because maybe I was drinking that night. And I was like, damn, I said that? Well, shit, bitch, I own it. I said it. Came out my mouth. Okay. But I always knew to just be me.
Be you.
So like, and when I say this, I truly say this because people after I was on Bad Girls Club would come up to me and say, how can I get on Bad Girls Club? What should I say in my interview? What should I do? Bitch, do you.
Yeah. Be yourself.
Say you. Say who you are. Where do you really come from? Like, what's your real background? Like, do you really, like, who are you?
Yeah.
So in our last
show. You
don't know
what they're looking for.
Yeah. In the last show that we did that aired the other day, when I ran into Natalie in London, mm-hmm. I thought you were there for Celebrity Big Brother UK because I was talking to them and I know that you were talking to them. That would have been the first show that I lived in a house for 30 days.
I always get casted for those kind of shows because some girls are really good at just fucking being real and going in these houses and not needing to be created as a personality. Yeah. Other girls need to be created.
You had to write a storyline.
The bitch
is a
boring ass hoe.
Yeah.
And all you really can do is lay on your back and we can't air that. So what can we do now?
Yeah.
That's why I told her
at 5 and tell her to be here at 6. Give her a drink. Make sure she understands to say this when she walks in the door and make sure she throws that drink in. And get the shot from that side and we're done.
Right.
Like it's not the same as a personality. That's why Jason, I wasn't surprised when I ran into you in London and we had the same meeting with the same people. Because Jason has a big personality. Jason walks in the room. I've been knowing Jason for too long. Jason walks in the room. I'm like, we finna. What's up, boo? Like, we could really have a real serious
when I found out that they were talking to both of us, I was like,
they trying to put us in there together.
Me and you in a house with these British people for 30 days. They will kill themselves.
Because we would drive
because
them
the whole
insane.
Purpose of the thing is to like drive people crazy to where they either leave or vote them out or whatever.
Or get evicted or
that's
like there's chat little games we play.
Oh, hell no.
Me and Jason would be all with it. Like,
I wouldn't even sign up.
They lock you in the house.
You don't know but you don't know who signs up till you get there.
Yeah, you walk
in. So you walk in and then we're all sitting there.
You walk in and it's motherfucking Kanye.
Right. Like, I gotta go, nigga.
And then they cast Jason, who gonna call you out every time you move. It's like you know what I'm saying? But that's how Bad Girls Club works.
Mm.
They're like, during the casting process, we're gonna cast a girl who says the sky is blue.
But like celebrity.
And then we're gonna cast another girl who says the sky is pink.
Red, yeah. Whatever.
And put them in the same room so they disagree.
And they
So let me tell you one of the things, because you also want to build friends so you don't get voted out. So what I was going to do.
Come on, Alliance.
What I was going to do was I was going to tell Natalie to not say anything about me being gay. And I was going to start working out with the guys and then come out to them in an emotional way to win their support. to then work with her to fucking get them out.
To vote everybody out.
I had plans.
Oh, my God.
But I was so mad that we didn't get casted together in that because I just thought it would have. And it, who knows? It may happen. Who knows?
No, it could. And a lot of things sometimes, like when they're casting somebody for a show, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden say, like, I had just had a baby. I was really up in the air.
Okay.
Journey was only, like, 5 months old.
Okay.
And the show was going to start, like, at eight when she was 8 months. Okay. I was like, I don't know how I'm going to feel in 3 months.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know if I can leave her. You know what I mean? But I went into the interview like, yeah, girl, what you want me to, who we going to snatch up in the show? What
right.
we, you know what I mean? But I knew mentally and physically I wasn't ready for right. a project like that. Living in a house, no phones. We're just there.
But see,
and that's your first child.
House. This
it's
is my
only
first,
baby.
Yeah.
Okay,
and so
okay.
I was like, I can't.
But see, the thing about Natalie, like,
a breakdown, for the
yeah, right.
got me crying on TV
right.
for Celebrity Big,
I need my baby.
For Celebrity Big Brother. I mean, like, I had to really contrive the pitch of why I should be in the house. People know you; they know you give
you
good
were,
TV.
Hold on, boy.
No,
they
but,
know you too,
no, but
they love
no, but
you,
there's
Jason.
Like, but like,
and,
you're, but like, you're iconic in that turn up TV world. I'm
already.
Not.
Oh wait, time out. Hold on. In,
no, but let me
in,
let me
in fairness, say, wait, with the radio yeah. show, when I was in London
okay.
at that restaurant, when I ran into him, the people at the table that I was with, and these are Brits, and they're like, you know, they're big celebrities over there that I was with. I'm not posting what I'm doing every move I make.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Jason
they're
saw
rich.
Me.
They're
yeah.
rich.
Big celebrities in that world over there.
Yeah.
So we're sitting down at dinner, and they turned to me and said, Jason Lee from Hollywood Unlocked is over there. And that's when I was like,
Jason. Yeah, but
yeah,
so
right.
he it's a different
but
world,
let me tell you
they,
why they wanted
they
to cast
you.
Let me
they
tell
know
you
they know him and they respect him and they like
but
him
but let me tell you why yeah. they were interested in me. So while I'm doing my pitch meeting, they're interviewing other reality stars. So these I'm not gonna say who, but these reality stars walked in and I go, y'all are interviewing them, the pitches is boring. And I start breaking down them why they were boring, but I was
yeah.
like, but if you are gonna cast them, here's the one that had abortion, this one had this, this one. Then Lil Kim is calling and they're like, damn. I'm like, listen,
right,
I can give you the I don't have the proof as much as she does,
right,
but
you in the damn loop.
But like, but what would have motivated me to really go, like, you motivated me with Wildin' Out. I'm not
aww.
A comedian, but you were in there high energy. I'm
yeah.
like, this bitch is making me tired.
Yeah.
If I would have walked in Big Brother and seen
with
you
us,
sitting there,
you would have been high, strong,
instantly.
Ready to
instantly.
Go.
It would have turned on.
Peasants.
Mm-hmm. Peasants.
Pack my
yeah,
bag.
Yeah,
my
yeah, yeah.
Do it again with the hand.
Yeah.
Do it again with
you
it.
Fucking peasants.
Peasants.
Don't touch me.
You're beneath me.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm telling you. And maybe they knew that there's chemistry. We have
yeah.
things online, me and you and
yeah.
stuff. So maybe they were kind of like, well, if Natalie's not going to do it, we'll save Jason
yeah.
and Natalie later.
For
they
later.
Maybe these producers be...
Now, do you,
strategy.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
New York has been on there. Do you and
yeah.
New York get along?
Okay, so
because
okay.
I talked to her and she thinks you don't like her. And
no, aww. Okay. So 10 years, it's 9 years now since
okay.
my season of Bad Girls.
Okay,
and this was when New York was on VH1 and everything was going on with Tiffany Pollard and her name was buzzing.
Yeah,
she was considered the HBIC of reality TV. Well, then Bad Girls Club comes on, which was still fairly new, but
okay.
my season was big.
Sure,
and so I run into her at a party here in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know that on her show, a girl, and again, I was in my early 20s when I did this, but one of the girls in the house was a Republican and she was racist. Her name
okay.
was Kate. And I had a few issues with her and it didn't all air on TV. And I don't need to continue to explain why I didn't like the girl, but I'm like, bitch, I wanted to like her, but then you come from a Republican family, you're hella racist, you said sweaty black, aggressive man, you had a problem with black people. So I end up spitting on her.
Okay.
Because at this point, I was so angry. And they said, if you hit somebody, you go,
go home.
Bitch, I ain't going nowhere, bitch.
Right,
so
right,
I spit
right,
on her.
Right.
I don't know why my 23-year-old mind at the time thought that was the good thing to do. Okay? I did it.
Like, I did it.
I owned it, but I didn't
it.
Say it was cute or I didn't say
yeah,
it was a good
it was
thing,
right,
but I did it.
But I did it.
So
yeah.
when I met Tiffany at the club, fast forward, now my show's airing. It was like while it was airing. So this is like 2009, 2010.
Okay.
She turns to me. And our managers were like, Natalie, this is Tiffany. You know, I know who she's. And they're like, Tiffany, this is Natalie. She goes, I'm not shaking your hand because you spit on a girl on your episode last week. And I got spit on my show. And I don't appreciate all this whole thing. I'm like, are the cameras rolling right now?
Right.
Bitch, I don't understand why you so motherfucking mad.
Right.
Are we filming? I'm looking around at the club. I'm like, shut your ass up, bitch. You act like I spit on you.
Yeah, that was you and Tiffany.
Yeah, so that was my response because I got in defense mode. I was excited to meet
instantly,
her.
Instantly,
I was like, you know, the new girl coming into Hollywood in the reality TV world. Because, bitch, I already been in L.A.
Yeah.
I already made my mark in this motherfucker. I was just like, oh, my God, hi, Tiffany. Wait, I don't shake your hand.
When you said I run L.A., they hated you.
Oh, my God, I love that slogan. I run L.A.
No, wait. First of all, I didn't know. I was in L.A., but didn't know that. LA, and all of a sudden.
That brought back memories this, from me watching reality TV here comes when this I was bitch talking in my grandma's
house. I run L.A. I'm like, I love that. They wanted to kill you.
I didn't give a fuck.
And you kept,
it was so smart,
you was kept, out wait, here.
You kept saying it. Mm-hmm. And then the a house. Song
every
came
episode.
Out.
I run
they
LA.
Were so mad. The girls in the house were like, okay. And I was like, and if I go home for beating your ass, bitch, I'm still in LA.
Right. I run LA.
It was so bad.
Yeah, I love
then,
that.
So then Tiffany really got me upset. So ever since then, we've never spoken.
We don't even see each other.
We're going to have dinner.
We hosted clubs, not at the same time, but like the same weekends in like cities, like Pomona and
like
all this
passing.
Stuff. Yes, and it's like, it's dumb, but I didn't know that she was going to be so offended by the fact that someone spit on her, not me.
But the craziest part about it is I'm really close to Tiff and I'm really close to you. And you guys are both amazing women in your right. Maybe we should all meet up at Celebrity Big Brother.
Shut your ass up. Shut up,
Hannah,
Jason.
Hannah, make it happen.
Or Ross.
Okay, so we have some hot topics here. One of the big hot topics is, congratulations, Blac Chyna. She's not pregnant.
Good.
Here's my question. Did she piss on the stick to see or did she know? Because so many days were going by that like there was no confirming or not. So when I see something that's not real about me right away, I'm live. I'm gonna think y'all bitches are saying that that's not true. Thank you.
Right.
Have a nice day. And
now that she's not pregnant by YBN Almighty.
Who is this little boy?
If that doesn't work out, B. Simone, would you give him a chance?
No. Ooh. I don't want none of these recycled rappers.
Well, I don't know. I've never heard his music, but apparently he's out here living it up. I mean, he can't go to the club.
But here's the thing. I don't have a problem with the fact that he's young.
At all.
Because hold on a second. With all due respect, I wasn't in my 20s and Jacob wasn't in his teens when I met him. Mm-hmm. But Jacob's younger than me. He's about 5 years younger than me. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I don't have a problem with
the Venezuelan that I told you about from Dominican Republic was 21.
Yes. Yeah, wow. Okay. So here's the thing.
I have no shame in my
I don't
game.
Think it's a bad thing if he's 18. And I, with all due respect, just think that what Chyna is doing is she's doing what people have done to her and then publicly doing it. So Rob left her for Kylie, and Kylie, it was this whole thing. Kylie's 18. So then she's turning around and doing it for Tyga.
Yeah, Tyga left her.
So now she's turning around saying, okay, so I'm with an 18-year-old. What's the problem?
It's like a tip for tat.
I feel like it just keeps going on with
tip for tat.
But the difference is Tyga leaving his baby mom for a 15, 16-year-old. That's, I think the thing that makes it different is the illegal part.
I'm 40.
Yeah. The boy I had in Venezuela with me was 21.
But he's legal.
He's legal. He's grown. He can get in the club. He can buy alcohol. Melania Trump and Trump. Yeah. You know, very big age difference. Everybody knows I date young.
It wasn't about the age. What I think is like, what on earth? I mean, because you're Blac Chyna. Like, you
built your name.
No. And you've definitely had some real niggas.
Yeah.
And you didn't have some real grown ass niggas.
Yeah.
And you didn't have some real motherfuckers, bigger girl.
Yeah.
What could you on earth be doing with an 18-year-old? What could you on
Maybe
earth?
Maybe the sex is good.
I mean, but them real niggas ain't.
He's too.
Wifing her up.
Little. Like, he's a kid mentally. I seen a clip. This is where it got me. Are you ready? I saw a clip with him and that girl from Catch Me Outside. And they were hugging
Bad
on the
baby.
Street, jumping, and they were like, ha, ha, ha. Like yesterday. It was like on the internet. Yeah. And I was like, mm-mm. They like outside of the elementary school, waiting for their mamas in the minivan to pick them up, and they hugging and jumping. And I was like, this is no.
Yeah.
It looks like a kid.
Yeah.
And she looks like a kid.
I actually love Bad Baby, by the way.
I mean, no, I'm
saying. I know,
saying.
But she's a child. She's definitely a child.
Yeah, yes. But that little bitch, Lil Tay.
Lil Tay.
The little 9-year-old Asian girl running around.
First of all, that ain't cute. Where's your mama?
She needs her ass.
You need
ass
your ass.
I haven't seen it. Whoop.
She's like 9 years old.
Hey, haters, I got more fucking money than you. You see the Maserati. You see the Escalade. You
Wait,
see
is
the...
this is her dad a jeweler?
No. Oh, that's a cute little girl. She don't even cuss when she be reciting those songs. This little girl... Baby, I'm gonna take your ass to Guam so you can see what they doing over there.
She's on video talking about bitch pull up.
Bitch pull up.
nine.
She is nine.
But she has almost 1 million followers.
Oh well, because that's entertaining.
It's like people like that. What's that boy? Bonk Gang.
Yeah, he was here. He pulled a gun on me on the show. Okay, so do you
see that's the shit I'm talking about. So this nigga is so disrespectful. I can't support that.
Listen, I can't.
You
either.
Can definitely go viral.
What song
from,
does he have?
Listen,
from
have
being
you,
crazy,
listen,
but
have
disrespecting
you ever,
people.
Have you ever fucked somebody and then said, "Damn, I wish I didn't fuck them."
Oh my god, well,
that was a guest I had that I said, "Damn, I shouldn't have had them on the show." You know, but whatever. Ooh. All right, so do you think Black China and YB and Almighty will make it?
I mean, if she really loves him and likes him and they have a thing, it's all, the age is not what it is. It's just the simple fact that you're hella grown, like you have kids, you just got out of another relationship with, I don't even know what that guy's name was, Cheeky
Rob
or, no, oh. The other one.
The it's, one after Rob.
Ferrari.
I don't know what his name was.
Oh, Ferrari. Like, I love Ferrari.
She's with Ferrari.
That's the homie. Shout out Ferrari.
What was his name?
She's the guy that was in the Versace Road.
She's she was with Ferrari and the other guy at the same time.
Oh, Michi.
Michi.
She said Cheeky. Oh, Michi.
Wait,
so crazy.
So was Michi the one in the sex
tape? They both young.
We don't know. Well, Jason.
Shout out to Black China. She out here.
She's
a pretty girl. All
right. So Teyana Taylor and Iman are in the news. They have an amazing baby.
We love
Junie.
Them. They're cute.
And they have a new VH1 show. But unfortunately, there's rumors that he's cheating on
them. No, he's not. Come on. They're so cute.
What does that mean?
Well, girl, man.
I love them. I love Teyana Taylor and her body.
Me too.
Is just to
I
die
love
for.
Them. And he plays in for
I
the
love
Kings
her voice.
Now. They're in the Bay. They're in
oh,
SAC.
Really?
Yes.
Ooh, Iman plays for the Kings?
Yeah, he got traded to the Sacramento
really?
Kings. Well, that's what I saw like yesterday.
I don't know.
Or
no,
a couple
really?
More.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, and like they're cute. Leave
I love
them alone. All you hoes that are the side hoes fucking with him, leave it alone.
Leave
why
him alone.
Is it
leave
the
him
one,
alone.
Okay, but Amber Rose was here on the show and she said that it's not the side girl's fault, it's the man's fault because the man has a commitment to his wife.
Yeah,
like Tristan
hoes,
Thompson, I don't blame those girls.
But the
I blame
hoes
Tristan.
Need to leave him alone too. Like
but
you
if you know,
know
a man is taken,
man.
Why are you messing with him?
So it's the same thing.
So you're married. Would you give your husband a pass?
See, here's the deal, baby. Bitches know I'm crazy,
right?
And so they be in my DMs like, "Does Jacob have a brother?" And I send knives emojis across the thing.
He does
because,
have a brother.
Don't worry
you
about
asking
my nigga.
About. Yeah, because if you're asking if he has a brother, it means you like my
like
man,
him.
Bitch. I will kill you.
Yeah.
So it's best that you just don't cross. Like you gotta, bitches gotta put that aura out there. Because I've been around married couples where I'd be like, "Are they swingers?"
But would you give?
She's like, "Oh, honey, isn't her butt
Wait,
pretty?
But would you give?
Look at her body."
Would you
I'm
give?
Not doing
you.
That.
Don't
would
do that.
Hold on.
No.
Question.
You don't have open relationships.
Would you give your man a pass?
I will kill him. So Jacob is terrible.
What
listen.
If the pass is with you, Natalie? Like, bring someone in.
No, we're not doing that. Because listen, I'm.
Once listen, you start.
Girl,
it's like Pringles. Once you pop, the fun don't stop. You got to keep doing
it. It can get crazy.
Yeah.
But after
so you
a while,
really got to be careful how you tread. Like, there was times when I first was just dating Jacob. And he might have said, like, because he first came to LA.
Yeah.
Right? And like, I used to really hang out all the time with Megan Good. So one night we all went out. She was at
what
our wedding
you,
too.
You, Megan, and Hazel?
No. It was me, Megan, Jacob Payne. It was a whole group of us.
I was being funny.
Yeah, I know. We were at the club and then Jacob was like, "Oh yeah, I've seen all her movies." I don't
get
give
stamped.
A fuck if it's just the motherfucking movies. What you watching
wait,
them movies
wait,
for?
Right.
So, wait, so you wouldn't hey. So you wouldn't give Jacob a pass?
No, absolutely not. You're not even allowed to watch motherfucking TV. What you watching these bitches on Love and Hip Hop for?
So crazy.
Turn the shit off.
Really?
I'm so crazy like that. Yeah, and it's not a jealousy thing. It's like
that is a jealousy thing.
No, it's not.
You can't watch
thing.
Love and Hip Hop because it's pussy on Love
shit.
And Hip Hop.
You can't watch shit. You
Stop.
Can't get no goddamn ideas. These hoes is out here being hoes.
Right? No,
you
seriously.
Not gonna, like it's just too much.
She's
like,
trying to protect her family.
So when
okay.
you ask me why Jacob's not on Instagram, he knows.
He's scared.
That. He is terrified to get on that bitch.
Wait, but if you okay, so do you have the passwords to his social media?
Yes, and they're all right here on my phone. I could just click over and go
so
right
So you can go. Let me DM
my I have a girl. I have porn star girls. I know bitches in Hollywood, and motherfuckers be wondering why I be going in on these bitches and saying stuff.
Because you got
I
the proof.
I have the proof. Bitch, you were in my niggas' DMs. I opened it. I said that to you.
Like who?
See, exactly.
Like Bundle of Britney.
I like Bundle of Britney.
The only reason why I keep bringing her name up is I'm obsessed with her videos.
She's obsessed. You know her.
She follows Hollywood Unlocked, and she has a beautiful booty, and she's so cute.
Her videos make so much sense, though. The way she talks, she's like a fucking speaker. She can really speak very well.
Funny. She's a former college soccer player. Yes.
And she has an opinion. And she stands behind her opinion.
Okay, so no passes. You're not getting a pass.
You giving your man passes?
I wish I had a man to give a pass.
Would you ever want a pass?
No. Jacob,
you're just super in love with your man. That's all you need.
He has a big dick.
I love Jacob. Everything. Like, so when you see, like, when I'm with my girlfriends and we go out places and, like, say we're all dancing on the floor and someone comes behind me, I'd be like, boy, you better not.
So when you're in Dubai, if he gets lonely and your side of the bed is cold, he's not able to.
So we have videos, like, where he can watch. We've made videos. Yeah. Yeah, I'm Pres Hilton. One of my iPads I got lost once in New York. I left it like in a car service and I was frantic.
Yeah.
Because I really like, you know, leaving with videos of us fucking.
Perez found it?
No, Perez had put the story out there. He was like, Natalie Nunn lost her iPad. And if anyone finds it, I will give you money for this video. Oh, I want to watch Jacob. And I was like, get Perez.
Well, Perez is coming on the show May 23rd. I'm excited.
I love him. He's awesome.
Okay. So listen, Tiana said, I saw her at Coachella. She said she was coming on the show. When she comes, I'll ask her about the infidelity rumors. Okay, let's move on. Kanye West is in the news.
Yeah, I know. Kanye?
So to sum it up, people are now calling him Kanye because yesterday he did an amazing interview with Charlamagne Tha God where he talked very, very candidly about his issues with Jay-Z and Beyonce, with his fear of failing and just the pressure from the industry. Then he went to TMZ and just totally lost it and said that slavery is not real. And
it was a choice.
It was a choice.
That's what he said.
And just had a meltdown from there. What are your thoughts?
Okay. I'm even scared to speak on it.
I'm not.
I have so much in my head.
What do you think?
I just think it's ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. It's so disrespectful. And one of your questions was earlier, we were talking about how you said, is he just like, what did you say? Is he crazy or is he like?
Well, I mean,
woke or saying stuff that we might realize years from now is what you said. You asked something like that.
Yeah, well, the question on me was, do you think he's lost his mind or do you think he's saying things we don't understand?
Or do you think he's saying things we understand? I think it's a little bit of both. Mm-hmm. I think he's lost his fucking mind. Number one. I think it's ridiculous. It's insane. It's a slap in the face to his culture, to black people. It's a slap in the face to all these kids that look up to him from Chicago, where he is from, and his ancestors. And do I think he's saying stuff we understand? I think that too, because I don't want to just call anytime you don't understand something, you shun it or you're like, that's bullshit. That's whatever. That man is a genius. So I don't know if he's trying to get his point across in the wrong way, but he's not doing it right. Mm. And I don't support that.
What do you think, Natalie?
Grinds my gears, actually.
Here's the thing, okay? Because I've been in LA for a long time. I came down here in 2003 for a full soccer scholarship to USC.
That's so dope.
I've met a lot of people in Hollywood that are big stars that never went to school. They did homeschooling because they were parents had them in whatever movies and acting and shows and this, that, and the other. I personally believe that Kanye's statement was very ignorant. I believe that he is reading something, right? Like maybe he just got a new book.
Like 48 Laws of Power
and
or something.
And he's not understanding what he's really trying to take in. Okay, so I think we have a little bit of that.
Okay.
Then we have a little bit of out of touch with reality.
Okay.
Okay? You're Kanye West. You are married to Kim Kardashian. You have this whole world that you live in that's not fucking real.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Everybody that's in this world is not living like you. And is not understanding your views. So I don't think it's a problem for Kanye West to speak his mind. We live in a country where it's freedom of speech. Say what the fuck you want. But just know that what you're saying, everybody is not going to agree with you. And everybody is not going to say, oh, yeah, you're right. We're not a bunch of fucking yes men.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I'm not going to yes you. Yeah. I've never been that bitch. So yeah. I could sit in front of whoever. If I don't agree, even if you're my idol, I don't really have idols. I have people that inspire me.
Yeah.
But even if you're somebody that inspires me, if I don't agree with what you're saying, I'm not your yes man. I think he has a lot of yes men around him. I think a lot of people.
He fired his whole team.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people who are around Kanye are, yes, you're right, hyping him up. Yeah, Kanye, that shit you just dropped was dope. No, that was trash. Like, be real. Mm-hmm, so maybe his point right now is, I'm gonna say what the fuck I want. I'm gonna be real. I'm gonna be what I want to say and do. And okay, go ahead, boy. But America is not your yes man.
For sure,
we're not all gonna sit here and say you right. 400 years of slavery was choice. Nah.
What the fuck are you talking about? Exactly. What the fuck are you talking about?
So my whole thing is insane. Okay, say what you want.
It's insane.
And it's not say what you want repercussion. No, no, no. Say what you want, and everybody in America is gonna say what they want.
Yeah.
Well, and don't get mad when 50 Cent or don't get mad when Jay-Z and Beyonce don't want to fuck with you guys.
Yeah.
Your kids are not playing together. This is.
Yeah.
Everybody around you is not going to be yes man.
It's not right.
Well, I actually text 50 yesterday. I was like, "Do you see what your boy?" He was like, "What the fuck is going on with him?"
Yeah,
but let me break it down, because I think you said it really, 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 really well. The first part is that we live in a country where we do have the pleasure of having freedom of speech and saying what we want. But I think that when people see that, I've always said to people, like, my career will never dictate my character. My bank account will never change my character.
Yeah, exactly.
If I have $1 billion, I will never forget where I came from because I had a really rough upbringing.
Yeah.
I think that, like, when my brother died, I always say to people casually, and I think I've even said online, that, like, I changed. My whole life changed. My world changed. My whole body, my whole infrastructure, my wiring, everything changes when my brother died in front of me. Like, suddenly you do. When if your family member is in the hospital, Floyd Mayweather just recently lost his grandmother. His father's mother died.
That's hard.
He found out she was sick. He was able to fly to her bedside. He was able to spend time with her, make videos, record, process it. Mm. When you don't have the time to process, he didn't get to say goodbye to his mother. He didn't get, that does change you. And so on a personal level, I have compassion for the person who needs help, who clearly has
it's something wrong.
Like
Wendy would say,
a little ticky ticky boom boom going on up here.
It's something wrong.
On the other part is that you can't become so rich, wealthy, and disconnected from the ground that you say things that impact the culture and our world in the way that he has. One, he said Barack Obama did nothing for Chicago. What have you done for Chicago? You've not done a free benefit and to put all the money into programs for kids and things that you can do. That's number one. Number two, for you to be running around with Donald Trump wearing Make America Great Again hats, having conversations about how he just did a video yesterday where he went off of Michael Blackson saying that he was hanging with Trump and he was going to build a wall around him in Long Beach because he was African and this and that.
Let me finish my thought.
My point is that on the personal level, I did post yesterday from Dominican Republic, I said, I'm praying for world peace, climate change, and Kanye. That's what I'm praying for. On another level, I do understand, like, his words are so reckless right now. And no matter what his intentions are, they are hurting people. And so I was happy to see Van from TMZ stand up yesterday when he said that
it was
slavery was a choice. I understand what he's saying, that as Black people, we can all come together and be powerful and have influence and control. But to go to slavery?
What are you talking about?
Wait a minute. We didn't have power then.
We didn't.
As African-American people, 400 years ago, we didn't have power.
They're barely giving it to us now.
Do you understand?
And we're not slaves.
So, listen, Kanye probably has some mental issues, mental stuff going on. He admitted to taking pills and having these up and
unhappy
down,
unhappy stuff.
Okay, but here's the thing. You can't speak on something that you really, where are you getting your information from? Like, you sound ignorant. You sound like, you know, when I was at USC, I took an African-American studies class, like a history class. Like, you need to get back in touch with, like, reality.
The roots.
I don't know what world you're living in. None of us do, because that's the Kardashian world.
But I don't blame the Kardashians.
Blaming them. I'm saying that you're out of touch with reality. Like, you're not, that world, that bubble over there. If we popped it and you guys all fell out into the real world, y'all would be motherfucking shook.
Right, but it goes back to what I was saying at the barbershop this morning. When he jumped on stage with Taylor Swift, first of all, we haven't even forgave Little Mama for jumping on stage with Jay-Z.
Seriously.
Why are we even talking about forgiving Kanye West for what he did to that girl? Yeah. Because she's white.
Yeah.
And it's okay. It's, you know, it's almost like she disrespected Jay-Z, which is disrespecting the culture. He disrespected Taylor Swift, but she's white, so it don't matter. Mm-hmm, it's disrespect. Mm-hmm. Either way, that wasn't your moment. So my thing with Kanye is, I understand the narcissism wrapped in his mental illness is really driving him crazy. Because on top of that, he's a genius too.
Mm-hmm. He needs people that are not going to be yes men around him.
He needs his people
that will humble you quickly.
But he also needs
when your whole team
also,
is like, no.
But even if you don't have people around you, because I don't have people around me all the time. I do have a good team that, I mean, they do ask questions that I may not get it right away and think about it, but I am humbled later and will come around.
I'm going to tell you.
Hold on, let me say this. I've been around enough rich, powerful people, and I'm sure we all have been, who don't have that solid base, but mm-hmm. at the same time have forgot where the fuck they came from. And Oprah said to Tyler Perry years ago, when he asked how does she stay rich, she said, never forget the $25 is too much for a cup of coffee and a bagel.
Mm.
Because when you have $1 billion, it's nothing. Pay this, pay this, pay that. Then you look up and you're broke. For Kanye, I think he's socially, mentally, and just worldly broke because he's mm-hmm. not connected to
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and then I keep hearing everybody saying he's a genius. Okay, listen. I like my assistant last night was like, I don't really even know. She knows some of Kanye's music, but she was like, play it. So I went to iTunes and okay. You're a genius in what you do for work. That's why you're where you are.
A musical genius.
A musical genius. I've met actresses in Hollywood who didn't even go to school. They used to hang out at the dorms with me when I was at USC. And I can give you a list that all your mouths would drop. They did homeschooling, okay, on TV shows like My Cousin Skeeter, Moesha, all mm-hmm, these shows where they don't know what fucking the year 1942 was. Like, they don't know anything about Christopher Columbus. They don't know.
They thought it was a tequila.
So I really believe that some of these people that we idolize and say are geniuses and, oh, Kanye West, he is a music, that is another world. What you do for your marketing and your PR and your little tactics, you're a genius in Hollywood. Boy, don't start coming over here talking politics and talking about things in society that everyday people are suffering and hurting and like, you're out of touch.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So don't call, like, so that's where I said, let him say whatever he wants to say. But the whole slavery thing, 400 years was a choice. You don't even know what you're so ignorant. You don't even know what you're saying right now. You need to pick up a book. You need mm-hmm. to go take a class.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for real.
Did y'all hear the song with him and T.I.?
No.
No.
What's the song?
They literally sat down together and had a conversation. Kanye got on the mic for 2 bars.
Mm.
Then he got up. And T.I. sat down for 2 bars.
Yeah. Mm. T.I. is not on my radar, and Kanye's in the outhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
is it good?
I liked it.
Yeah.
It was a musical conversation, but I liked the way it was filmed and, you know.
Yeah, well, it's sad. I mean, listen, it's a sad situation.
I'm not gonna participate in people attacking Kanye because I do feel like I'm gonna pray for the brother.
Yes, for sure.
But yeah, no, it's because, a sad situation.
Because it's sad.
It's sad.
And what I also say is I love the Kardashians. I know the Kardashians. I'm not blaming the Kardashians for Kanye's craziness. Like, I'm just not.
I'm not either.
No.
But I feel like people online.
But
people online were like,
I think that's just an ongoing joke.
He's on
every black man that gets with a Kardashian, look what happens. That's like a joke.
You know, get out.
He's in a sunken place. Yeah. He may be in a sunken place. But it ain't got to be because of the Kardashians.
Yeah.
As a woman in entertainment, hair is as important, if not more important, than makeup, than styling. Everybody judges you on your hair, and healthy hair is really hard to come by when you are in the entertainment industry because there's so much styling and there's so much pulling, and sometimes you've got to glue tracks in, and sometimes you just have the wrong stylist and they just mess up your hair and you end up with bald spots, and it's just awful. So you end up feeling really, really self-conscious. So, you know, having great healthy hair is important to just everyone, but in entertainment, it really leads to like a lot of insecurities. So you really, really want some great, healthy hair. And that's what's really important to me. I've just gotten, over, feeling like I need to use weaves and I need to use wigs and I need to use braids and twists and stuff like that. And I'm embracing my own hair because I started using sugar bear hair vitamins. And the first thing is they're not horse pills. They're gummy vitamins and they taste so good. It's hard to stop eating them. That's the first thing, that they taste so good. And then the second thing is that after a couple of months of using them, I just couldn't believe my hair density. Like, it was so thick that it was overwhelming. I had so much hair I didn't even know what to do with. And spots in my scalp that had, I'd seen some thinning are now starting to get really, really thick. So, I feel like I can spot celebrities that have started to use sugar bear hair vitamins. Like, I think Erica Mena has said that she's used it. Possibly Cardi B. I'm not sure. I don't know this for sure, but I'm just, there's something we just notice when people just are starting to look a little bit different. But I really love them, and they are literally getting rave reviews on, they're like a bestseller on Amazon and whatnot. They have as much vitamin A as 4 cups of broccoli. So that's a lot easier than eating 4 cups of broccoli. And as much vitamin C as 1 cup of cranberries, and as much vitamin B12 as 4 organic eggs. And I personally just, I love it. And testimonials, such as, one from Patricia. She's a verified buyer. She says, "I will never change. I would be an absolute fool to ever go back to those stinking horse pills, like I said, that pass for hair vitamins. These do the job twice as well, and they don't have a horrible smell, and they taste incredible," which I agree with. They taste so good. It's hard to stop eating them. Avery, who's another verified buyer, said they worked pretty good. They worked very well. I definitely saw a difference in the length of my hair. I was glad I didn't have to struggle with swallowing the ingredients in a pill too. So everybody agrees. They taste really, really good. They're totally easy to eat. And everybody is just, seeing the results of having tested out sugar bear hair vitamins. So as our listeners on Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored, go to sugarbearhair.com/unlocked for beautiful hair and a healthier you. That's sugarbearhair.com/unlocked. And just let us know what the results are. I almost want to guarantee you that you're going to see a change in the length and the thickness and the density of your hair. So holler back and let me know how they work out for you.
All right. So the Time's Up movement is now taking aim at R. Kelly. They are fed up with the fact that nobody's ever taken him down. They're going back to his marriage with Aaliyah, which her mother apparently approved when she was, 15 or 16. And then also, the sex cult allegations, locking girls in basements, peeing on little 14-year-olds.
Yeah, that's been going on
for
a long time.
Can I just tell you that, like, I don't understand why R. Kelly hasn't been put in prison.
Yeah, seriously.
But they sending Bill Cosby to prison.
Yeah.
I was at a comedy show this
past. No more pudding pops for you, B. Simone.
Just put him in a...
But they say at the comedy show.
One of the girls just now, she's so dope, great comedian. She's like, "Y'all should just put him in a basement for 2 weeks. Leave that man alone. He about to pass away."
No, but what do you think? Do you think it's fair that they're now going after R. Kelly years later?
Okay, so it doesn't, justice needs to be, when there's something that's injustice that's happened, it doesn't matter when this needs to come to light. When, if it was 20 years from now, the person's, mm-hmm. Justice always needs to be served. I am always a strong believer in that. So people be killing somebody, because I be watching them, like, them shows?
Yeah, first 48.
They be like, "We've been doing this since 1968. Yeah, We're still trying to figure out what happened to Natalie Hall. You better find that motherfucker. And when you find that motherfucker."
Yeah.
So I think justice should always be served when somebody does wrong. Like.
Yeah.
So do you still listen to R. Kelly music?
No, I mean, does he have anything? He did, no, what the fuck I'm listening to? Bedroom music, you mean?
I mean,
me and my nigga be fucking movies. I'm making our own music.
Would you want to see R. Kelly in prison?
Huh?
Would you want to see R. Kelly in prison?
I want to see if he did something wrong, then you need to serve your time. Yeah, if you did something, justice should be served. If you did it, then yes.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I would have to watch the trial and understand what's going on. They say he pissed on kids.
Video. He did it.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he did.
There was a video?
Yeah,
she was 14.
Oh, real video.
Well, then why didn't he get in trouble then?
It was on VHS.
It was on VHS.
I guess she allowed it, but still.
10 years.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy. See, I didn't know there was a video. I don't follow it that much. But yeah, I mean, if he did something and it's on trial and this and the other and he's guilty, boy, bye.
Yeah, yeah.
And I hope you got a sexy mug shot. Like, what's that one little model boy? They was like, free him even when
that's
he was
how he got famous. The mug shot guy.
Jeremy Meeks, he's from Stockton, California, by the way.
Free him, so bay boy.
Not to mention, he left his wife and kids and now he's dating a girl who owns Topshop.
Yeah, and having a baby.
He's smart. Oh, she's pregnant?
Yeah, she's pregnant. That came out like a couple
she
days ago.
She owns Topshop?
Wow. Yeah, her parents or something. They own Topshop. Yeah.
He's good.
That mugshot did him justice, so hopefully R. Kelly, you know?
Okay, cool. So what do you guys think? There's this new one-handed player, Shaquem Griffin. He makes NFL history with the Seattle Seahawks. He only has one arm. Oh, no, he has one hand.
He only has one arm.
What do you think about that?
Well, see, I'm a former athlete.
I mean, do you think he's considered a catch for the Seattle Seahawks?
You're such an asshole, Jason. I think if he's talented,
don't drop the ball.
He's not. I mean, I hope. I mean, he obviously. How did he? That's a big
deal.
That's
cool. I think it's cool.
I will tell you this: when they throw the first pass to him that he drops, everybody in there gonna look at
him pissed. I told y'all, motherfuckers.
I told y'all. No, but I think that's a really, that shows that we're open to people coming and playing from different. Yeah, and if he's a good player, he's a good player. If he starts dropping catches, though, they gone there.
But do, okay.
Like, they gonna start being like,
get that middle hand.
Well,
let's trade him.
T.S. Madison was recently here. Do you think that they should let her play in the NFL if she wants to play? Listen,
I don't know who that is. She's
transsexual, but if you're gonna let somebody with one hand play, why can't a transsexual woman play?
No, this is the country you could come to and you could do anything that your little heart desires. Mm-hmm. And I have a 1-year-old daughter and I look at Journey every day and you could be whatever you want to be, whatever makes you happy. I tell her this now at this age, right now. And she might not even understand what I'm saying.
But Simone, do you want to see a transsexual play in the NFL?
See, that's...
I don't... First of all, I don't like sports, okay? I don't even know nothing about that. But I don't... Neither here nor there. If they want to play football, you let them play football.
Now, maybe we should start a women's kind of...
No, why can't... If then he should be playing in the handicap league.
Because the minute she gets hit hella hard, she's going to be like, oh, bitch, he hit me. And da-da-da-da-da. And it's going to be a big thing. Like, no, just leave.
Not to mention the locker room would be a whole different experience.
Leave the NFL for just the boys because we don't want no girls talking about he hit me, he gave me a black eye, bitch. Look at
now
me
I'm now. Pissed.
Yeah, like, we're not going to do all that.
So no transsexuals or whatever in the NFL.
I mean, because then we're going to have a problem. The bitch is going to be talking about she's suing somebody. He didn't pull her hair, ripped her shit, but busted her titty, the implants all over the field. Like, no, we just
leave it to
okay, so what about other people with disabilities? I mean, like, what disabilities are prohibited, should be prohibited from the NFL?
Look, don't come out there in a wheelchair. Don't be trying to...
Don't roll up, bitch.
Don't roll the fuck up. Look now.
What about... And to those of you watching the show with a disability, we're not making fun of you.
At all.
What?
Good conversation.
At all.
So if you want to roll up, roll up. Okay, what if you're blind?
Jason, that's really difficult.
That's very dangerous.
Go? Which way do you go?
Somebody can guide you.
Who?
I think if you're deaf, you could. You should be able to.
Who's going
to
guide you?
If you're deaf, how are you going to hear the play?
Got a sign.
Jason's over here being messy.
No, you can't. No, because your quarterback signed you the play. Now the other team, they got a deaf person. So they done ran your play.
We running out of time.
Okay, you know what? I'm sorry. This show's going downhill. All right, so Cat Williams, he's...
Don't take that the wrong way. I can see the comments now.
He's shaking it like a salt shaker. He's being sued for hitting a waiter in the head with a salt shaker.
Yes, he should.
It happened in Georgia.
I used to be a waitress. I shoot a shit out of somebody. They threw something at me.
Really?
What did the waiter do, though?
Well, there was a bit of a wait for the order. He had to wait on the waiter, so he got upset. I mean, you remember when he was in Sacramento, Natalie, and he was in the little shopping cart and he punched the Target worker?
Yeah, he's crazy.
He doing some... Did y'all hear about the person that... was in the store and was like, hey, ma'am, can you help me? And they punched the lady in the back, but she was deaf. Fucked up.
We wrote that story. That was unfortunate. She was poor thing. You know,
That, I know that bitch
this
was startled.
This is why I don't think they should let deaf people play in the NFL because...
they said there's already... Someone said there is a deaf person in the NFL.
Really?
Yeah, they said it on my thing already.
Well, hopefully they don't hear this interview.
You know what? All right, so, Jason is an asshole.
So what's the
you
worst...
YouTube comedians wilding out this season, y'all. This season, wilding out.
What's the worst... What's the, do either one of you have a bad service experience?
Bad service, like, okay, so, like at a restaurant. At a restaurant?
Or just anywhere.
Just, when you go to hair salons now, I feel like, I was getting French braids for a minute, because Journey was born, and I was like, I don't have time to get a braid up, sew in, all this stuff, so I was just getting French braids, and I just feel like, so, you started on me, finish on me.
Yeah.
Don't start on me and then be like, and this is why I honestly do pull the bougie card now, like, nah, bitch, come to the house.
Yeah.
I got a vanity, come to my house. Yeah. Can you come here?
Yeah.
I'll pay you. Because it's like, I try to still be that, oh, I'm going to go to the salon and I'm going to go get my nails done with everybody. And I'd be in there with everybody. But they'll do shit like, don't start on my hair and then put me under the fucking dryer and I'm not finished and then start again in 2 hours.
Like, bitch, I'm dry.
She's doing other people.
Now you're just wasting time. My ears burning off.
I'd be under there like, I'm ready.
Yeah,
she's
it's
like,
dry.
Hold on.
Have you had one?
I can't think of one off the top of my head. I'm a licensed cosmetologist, so I can relate to that.
So I haven't had a bad service one, but I did have an experience last night on a flight with a fucking passenger. So I will admit, I do not always fly first class because I'm not that bougie type where I gotta be in first class.
Yeah.
I'll catch a flight. If I can get on a plane and get there,
you'll go.
As long as I'm not a middle seat, I'm cool.
Yeah.
I'm sitting, I have an aisle seat. This motherfucker get on, he sits at the window in the row that I'm in.
Okay.
That ain't his seat though.
What's his seat?
The middle seat in the row in front of me.
So then he needs to go there because he wants to sit.
No. There was other people sitting in those seats, but he wants to sit at the window. So when the girl shows up, he's arguing with her about why can't you just go sit over there?
Because that's not your seat. What?
So they start arguing, and then on top of that, he smells and he's refusing to move. So I said, "Look, my nigga, I've been flying all day from Dominican Republic. Get the fuck up." The guy next to me is on FaceTime with his girl. Clearly, they're loving hip hop fans. So he's now FaceTiming her to have her watch me cuss this motherfucker
this nigga out.
Oh, man.
So then that made
total sense, though. Like, sir, it's not your seat.
So he gets up and he goes and he sits in another seat in the row in front of us. That's not his seat still. So now he's caused this commotion. On top of all that, then this is after a 4-hour flight delay. Fuck you, American Airlines. You're a piece of shit airline. We had to leave.
Who's your favorite airline?
I like American.
I like United.
United?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
They got good snacks.
They made us get off the plane. First of all, that's American Airlines, I flew first class yesterday from Dominican Republic. No headphones.
Really?
No, they left them all in Hawaii. That was number one. Number two, then they made us leave gate D20 to go to E8, which is...
Out the way.
I bought a snack on the way. I got hungry. It was too far.
Jason,
yeah, fuck American Airlines. I can't.
American is the shit.
We landed at 2:30 in the morning.
I did have one problem with the flight attendant this year. I mean, not a flight attendant, the ticket counter lady at American Airlines in Indianapolis, and it went on TMZ.
What happened?
Because I went to go check into the flight, and I was standing in the first class line because I like to fly first class. And so Jason's like, and so I get to the line and it's my turn. She didn't call me, but she was standing there. And then finally she looks at me, looks again, looks over, and she goes, "Next." And I go, and she's like, "Do you know that you're in the first class line? Because I don't think you're in the right line." I said, "So what line am I supposed to be in then, bitch?" What line am I supposed to be in? So then she's
your
like,
"Your eyes are so pretty."
Thank you. So she gets nervous at this point because she didn't. She thought I was gonna be like, "Oh, well, whoops, I am in the wrong line. Come on, hood nigga. Come on, Jacob. Come on, Journey. Come on, we in the wrong." No, bitch, I'm in the right line.
I'm in the right
line. What line am I supposed to be in?
What'd she say?
And then she looks and she's like, "Oh, bitch," and she an executive platinum flyer, the highest level flyer, and she in first class. Goddamn. Well, sweetheart, your baby's not in this itinerary. I said, "Yeah, she's in there because this is the same route that the same itinerary that we flew in here
to get
on."
Here.
She's in there. "No, she's not. What's her name?" I said, "I don't like her attitude. Let me just get Journey's passport out of my bag because my 8-month-old daughter has a passport because we be international." So he goes, she goes, "No, I don't need the passport. I need to know her name." I said, "Oh, okay. Well, her name is Journey." Why on earth would you name your daughter
Journey? She did not say that.
Nigga, I lost it. That was the end. And then Jacob was like, "Well, It's over. It was over. I said, bitch, you gonna be on the internet tomorrow. You got, and I went crazy at the counter. Yes, I did. Absolutely.
She asked you, why did you name your baby that?
Absolutely. She thought I was kidding because we were on a journey, maybe on an airplane. She's like, no, this can't. That's not your daughter. Why on earth would you? I said, oh, yeah, see, this is when I go bad girl and I'm trying to be a good mom, trying to be a positive person out here. Bitch, I'm going to fuck you up across this county, drag you up and down this bitch right now. I had American Airlines headquarters on my phone. I had them meeting me at the gate with bottles of champagne before I even departed off that motherfucker. I had lost my mom.
That's how my manager is. She'll get anything free. One little mess up. She's
wait,
like,
you
oh,
have a manager?
Well,
we- I need a manager.
I have a manager. I need an agent. That's what I need.
I'm working on
trying
that
to
right
get
now.
In movies.
Your manager needs to be snatched. That's, yeah.
I have an agent.
Snatching people.
But yeah, my manager.
Okay, look, let's move on.
Airlines,
so look,
ugh.
Issa Rae is her book, Encouraging Black Women to Date Asian Men, it resurfaces a fan tweet and an excerpt from Issa Rae's book, Misadventures of an Awkward Black Girl. And she zoomed in on the part where she discussed how Asian men are overburdened with racial stereotypes. And then she goes on to say, this is why I propose that black women and Asian men join forces in love, marriage, and procreation.
Sorry.
Educated black women, just thought of what better intellectual match for you than an Asian man?
What stereotype is bad about the Asian man besides small penis?
I don't know.
But you know why their penises are small, because the Asian...
Not all. I'm telling you, I just... No, not I got all. Turned, I, got, I just
Asian
got turned
women,
on to
it's made
porn.
For the Asian woman.
Wait.
What do you mean? Are your vaginas
so
made differently?
Yes,
I think
that she's encouraging black women
to date Asian men.
What's wrong with that?
What's the negative stereotype about an Asian man, though?
I don't know, but she's... I don't know. Right, this
right,
is
right.
what's
I'm
in
confused.
The notes.
Gotcha,
I'm just
gotcha. It's okay, because I'm going to tell you right now, I be seeing beautiful... what do they call them? Blasian kids? Those little black and Asian kids?
Listen,
look at Kimora Lee.
Kim Kardashian security guard, Tim Chung, is amazing. Yeah. He's an Asian guy.
There's good-looking Asian guys, and then
one of my first crushes was
niggas.
Asian.
There's some
Marvin
exactly.
Lau. Hey, Marvin.
So, look, my question for you is, how do you feel about interracial dating? You're married.
Yeah, and we're
and you're
mixed.
Interracial,
yeah.
And he's interracial.
Yeah.
So, what do you feel about you're interracial? Are we all interracial? What are you?
See, everybody's everything
I don't know.
Nowadays.
I want to do Ancestry.com. I think I have Irish in me. That's all I know.
I'm so sick of niggas doing Ancestry.com.
Why? It's so
then
cool.
Turn around talking about, I'm from Uganda. You ain't never been in a bush in no
that's
goddamn
so
Uganda.
Cool.
No, but I'm tired of niggas doing, every nigga that I know who's doing Ancestry.com right now is so they could walk around the world acting like they from Wakanda. Y'all niggas is from Compton. Y'all niggas is from Stockton. Y'all niggas is from Fresno.
Nigga, let's keep it
Pleasanton.
All
y'all yeah. niggas, y'all niggas ain't
from Hunters Point.
Niggas running up talking about who we woo. No, nigga, you got Ancestry.com and all of a sudden you want to talk in a different language. Shut the fuck up.
I hate him.
By the way, I did watch Black Panther again last night.
Did you watch Avengers?
It's a good movie.
I haven't seen it yet, but Jacob wants to go.
So good.
It's hard
when
you have
Jacob,
a kid.
Tell Jacob, I'll go with y'all to the movie.
Shut your ass up. It's hard to do anything with a kid now. I'm like, so what are we going to do with Journey?
Yeah.
She going to come to the movies? Yeah, we going to put some headphones on her. No, we're not going to do that.
Like, yeah, well, the question of the day on that topic was, what do you think about interracial dating? Clearly, we're all a product of that.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I think everybody's like kind of mixed with something
now. I
want
to try it. I'm so open to so
have you ever dated
things.
A white man?
No, my last ex was half white, half black, but he was more nigga.
Mm. Have you ever dated a Spanish boy?
No.
You've only dated black men?
Only.
Really?
Really?
Yes.
Do you like them real? Like, okay, for everybody out there who's getting ready to say, oh, this is colorism. No, it's what? Not. I'm just asking her perfect. Do you like them real black, like burnt. Charcoal, like
dark black skin. And ugly?
Real, Melissa does too. She said it like a gorilla. Why?
I'm like, he's so ugly, come here.
Why?
I just am attracted to ugly men.
Really?
Yes.
So, like, who on Wild
like
and Out?
Ugly,
who,
like,
wait,
like,
who, not
who,
okay,
who
not
on our,
like
wait, who
Flavor
on our cast?
Flav ugly, like,
ooh,
new, like
she's that Flavor.
No, like new Gucci ugly.
Oh,
Gucci's not ugly though, is he? Is he ugly? Oh, so his body's nice, but his face is a little
Gucci?
Questionable. Is it ugly?
Have you seen the old Gucci?
I mean, I don't
see
even
not
look
old
at
Gucci
like
ugly, new Gucci ugly.
So, like, would you fuck like a Scrappy?
Scrappy's not ugly. Scrappy's real handsome.
Really?
He's handsome. He's
have,
a handsome nice
yeah,
man.
We could be roommates because we have two completely different hair.
Give me another one.
Young Jock.
Travis. No, what about Travis?
Jock is just...
What about Travis Scott?
Ugly. Oh, he ugly.
So Travis Scott is your type of ugly. Young Thug.
Ugly.
So you would date Young Thug?
Jericho, I love Jericho. That's my baby. No, I wouldn't.
Hi, Jericho.
But that type of ugly.
You just told your friend her man is ugly. But she know her ugly. Man is ugly, huh? What about
it's a good ugly.
Lil Uzi.
Ugly.
You would date him?
Yes.
No, ugly. You would not.
Yes, oh I would. And God. I love when he I do mean, this.
You are making my stomach hurt. All I'm thinking is the trips to Planned Parenthood.
Ugly.
Your vagina would
have
all
time. What about
Fetty Wap? Let me say this. Fetty Wap. No. Wait, Fetty Wap, though. Oh, I just met him. There's something about him that I can get why he getting bitches.
Oh.
He just has some kind of sex appeal thing.
I
kind
don't.
Of,
oh, yeah.
He doesn't look dirty. No. He just doesn't have an eye. Shit, y'all got a nigga with no hand running football plays up in Seattle. If that nigga could run the ball with no hands, a nigga with one eye can get it. Okay. Okay, so what about Faison Love?
Who's that?
The comedian. The actor. The funny guy. The big guy.
Big Worm.
Oh.
I mean, because you at least got to find
his dick. I like big niggas too, though.
So Meek Mill.
Get money good.
Is Meek Mill ugly?
Meek Mill's not ugly.
Meek Mill's not ugly, but he's not...
So who's the ugliest nigga in the game right now?
It was the ugliest. You know what, Jason?
I just like ugly niggas.
So a Drake is out, like those pretty boys. Drake, Jeremy Meeks is out.
What?
The out. Mugshot.
Jeremy Meeks.
Are you green eyes? Are you crazy?
How?
Can I tell you? Hey, I was in Stockton.
I don't like pretty niggas.
I was
like
in Stockton.
He's not. He's Shamar Morris.
Girl, he had a whole mugshot. He a real nigga out here.
Natalie,
he a nigga.
I was in Stockton at the Food for Less gas station in Western Ranch, and Jeremy Meeks. This is way before the mugshot.
Right.
Because he's from Stockton. Uh-huh. He was pumping gas. I will never forget. I sat in my car, terrified. Because should I get out and say something? Should I not say something? The finest thing.
I believe it. He's cute. Ugh. The with all the tattoos.
Green eyes, the tattoo.
That's too pretty.
Yeah.
Hey, nigga, you look better than me.
That's okay.
Girl, he look good, but he a nigga. He getting locked up. With these other guys right. around here running around talking about, yeah, you know what I'm saying, all their songs. Right. You ain't with the shit.
Right.
They got a whole mugshot. He had the world begging for him to get out of prison.
Right.
If I had seen that mugshot one more time while he was locked up, and they be talking about free Meek, but now these bitches and niggas and everybody was like, free this nigga Jeremy. From Stockton, Jeremy.
Right.
And, I mean, for months,
for
he
real.
Was popping up on my timeline.
And he got out and went straight to Milan. And started walking in Philippine and
shit. That's some real nigga shit.
That's dope.
He got so out he like, I'm getting to this money.
He wasn't a model before he went to jail.
No,
he was a thug. Nigga. Was
a random nigga from the hood.
He was on probation for gun charges.
Gun charges,
Jeremy.
Girl, that's what I'm saying. You talking about he a pretty nigga? What's so pretty,
but
girl?
There got to be something wrong with him. You can't be that pretty.
Be out here,
you know,
with gun charges.
He probably
and
got like a little hook in his ass. You know how they be having that little what's that thing like a tail. Where you gonna rub on the ass and there's a little bone at the bottom?
Some people be having that.
But listen, when you go hug a nigga and you about to dance with him or something, put your hand on the small of his back and feel if you can feel a little bone. If that nigga got a little tailbone,
what does that mean?
Ooh, Jason!
No, it's disgusting. You know what I'm talking about, right? Jerusalem? Yeah, it's real. Let me tell you something. If you bend over,
it's a bone on the inside.
If you bend over and got a tail, I'm gonna punch it.
A tail?
Yeah. I never even heard of such a thing.
Like when the baby's morphing to like right when you're about to give birth, like that part of it doesn't stretch out.
Ew. Yeah, either way, it's disgusting. All right, well, listen, folks. Okay, so Natalie, what are you, before we get out of here, this has been such, I mean, you know, we interviewed Jennifer Lewis and she talks to us about saving our lives from being bipolar, and we talked about. Just backbones.
Everything.
All right. So what are you working on? What should people be tuning in and paying attention to?
Well, I'm just right now really into the mommy blogging stuff.
There's money in that too, by the way.
Yeah, I'm really juggling Hollywood and home right now. I have this whole, I just feel like I'm just a real humble person still, and I don't have it in me to just up and dip on my daughter. And be back out on the road. Like Jason's been asking me to come down here for a couple weeks, couple months. And I just, even though I'm only an hour flight away because I'm in Northern California, I just am really into being a mom right now.
That's good. That's
you know
good.
What I'm saying? I was breastfeeding Journey for her first 8 months of her life. Every 2 hours around the clock, I had this baby attached to me. I can't get out of touch with that right now. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's just a really important place for me right now. And it's really just, it's amazing. And I love this bond. And so I've been passing up on a lot of projects. But I feel like, you know, these things will come back around. And I've done 10 years of TV. I've been on TV for 10 years, shows after shows after shows. If I don't have money at this point right now, bitch, I don't know what you've been doing. So I feel like right now I'm okay taking the time off and stepping aside and letting the thotteritas guys in Hollywood be they thoughts and having fun and turning up. And if you don't want to be at home with your daughter and you want a thought, that's okay too.
What happened?
But I can't do that. I got to be at home. So.
What happened to you doing Love and Hip Hop Hollywood? I know they wanted you to do that show.
So there's just, like, I'm not
at it. Would you do it?
Yeah, so I'm not opposed to doing it, but at the place I'm at right now, I'm not there. So I'm not there right now. Mm. Like, I don't, like, there's nothing that you could do. I'm not in a place right now where you can break me at any point to throw a drink, to sock a bitch, to pull a wig. Mm. I'm not there. So I don't really think that if I did, and you know, I pick and choose my shows now.
Yeah, but one of them would try it, I'm sure.
I mean, yeah, they could try it, and they can do what they got to do and say what they got to say.
But you don't think you would react?
I'm not at that place in my life right now. Like, I'm not there. Like, you really can't get me going.
Good.
Like, if I get going, it's because I'm just like, you know, something's going on and whatever. But, and don't think I'm not snapping every day. I'm, you know, I'm whatever's going on. But I can't sit down at a table with Love and Hip Hop cast members that I don't really give a fuck about. I really don't give a fuck who your baby daddy is. We're not really friends. Yeah. I'm not going to pretend to be your friend for this show. Yeah. I'm not there.
Yeah.
So it's best that we don't even do it. So I've been, and a lot of these girls in Hollywood, they're so quick to take whatever the fuck they can get.
Well, they need it.
Well, yeah, and that's true. That's why I said I'm at a place right now where I've been on TV for 10 years. I feel blessed. I'm happy. My husband, I'm at home. I got in-house dick. I don't got to get on a plane to go get some dick. My dick is
in-house
there.
Dick.
It's right in the bed waiting.
Can you take a picture and send it to Hollywood?
Shut your ass up. Baby goes down for a nap. We in the kitchen, in the other living room, in the other bedroom. It's like, yeah. And I worked really, really hard for 10 years in Hollywood. Like, I did what the fuck I needed to do.
Yeah.
And so I feel like I'm chilling.
So let me tell you the next play. We need to both hit up Hannah and Ross, and we need to just go hit Celebrity Big Brother real quick. So, that's a big bag, too.
Yeah, so Journey turned one, and I told myself, when the baby turns one, I'm going to start venturing a little bit. So this year, it's been 4 months. I already flew 100,000 miles this year. I've already been to every country that I pushed meetings aside for. I've already done. So I'm getting back into it a little bit, but I can tell. Juggling the Hollywood and home is really hard. I don't know how some of these girls in Hollywood that have kids, I really don't know how they do it. I really don't know how they do it. I'm like, oh my God. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I've ran into a few people from Love and Hip Hop who have babies too that are around Journey's age. Jocelyn Hernandez, and I really like Jocelyn. I don't have a problem with her, but there was just a few things where, like, you know, when I met her, she was like, oh, you're still at home with the baby, what are you doing? And, you know, we ran into each other in Atlanta, and I was like, well, I'm nursing still. She was at the bar, and we ran into each other at the bar at this hotel we were both staying at, and she was like, oh yeah, okay. You know, because, like, we did different things. That's nursing the baby every 2 hours for 8 months
insane.
Straight was insane. And it was a beautiful bonding thing, but a lot of Hollywood, that's kind of not realistic in Hollywood.
Yeah.
When you got meetings, you're at the radio station, your boob starts leaking right now. You like, Jason, boy, I'm about to pull this pump out. It's like, it's not real for Hollywood life. So I stepped aside for a little bit. And now I'm back and I'm better and bitch, you better.
Celebrity Big Brother, we should be there.
No, I'm ready now. Like, it's good. This summer is good. Last summer, Journey was 6 months old. I was like, hold on, I'm not about to just drop my baby off and be gone for a month. What kind of a mom would I? And that's not judging the moms, because this mommy world is crazy. What I, me, Natalie, wouldn't feel right doing that. You could do what you want. Y'all girls can thought in the pool, shake your booties, and wherever the kids is, drop them off, leave them here, be gone.
You didn't want that for you.
So, I'm glad that you finally made time to come on the show, because the fans keep saying, bring Natalie.
And you brought other bad girls, and I was like, I mean,
You talking about Megan?
Who? I just am saying.
So you don't like Megan?
I did not say that.
The only other bad girl that's been on the show.
Hold on. It's not about the bad girl world or anything, but then the fans were saying, how come if Jason's your friend, because I know we've been friends a long time.
Yeah, because you're in Sacramento.
And I've been busy.
And busy.
And you've been busy too, and the times I have been
down
here.
But you can come anytime, you know that.
But you still had another bitch on before me.
Well, do you like Tanisha Thomas?
I love Tanisha. Okay, she just had
her,
a baby too.
We chat all the time. I like
I
her.
I love
lot,
her. Yeah. Her page kind of reminds me sometimes of you. Like, that's another thing.
Because her shit's funny.
I unfollowed a lot of the blog world, yeah. But I only follow a few because I feel like they all steal each other's content. And I feel like
it's the same thing.
I feel like Hollywood Unlocked always gets things first. So I just read this and I don't want to keep scrolling and then they say
read
it again.
Well, and we're focused on just creating content too. You know, like the show and the Khaleesi interview. And like, after the Khaleesi interview, I was like, I want to do more interviews. Because really, just I mean, to be quite honest with you and transparent with the audience, I'm nervous interviewing one-on-one. I feel comfortable right here with more people and more vibe.
Yeah.
But the one-on-one, I'm really nervous. I'm like in my mind, like while I'm talking to Khaleesi, the only thing I'm thinking is, oh, this is crazy. Ooh, like because I'm a fan, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
The one-on-ones make me really nervous. So I'm learning how to do
it. You're good at it. You're so well.
I unfollowed, and I'm not like trying to shade any of the blogs or anything, but I don't follow the Shade Room. Mm-hmm. I don't follow. I feel like there's certain, like the thing when Hollywood Unlocked posts something, you guys are giving, you're giving like the news kind of, but in a cool, fun way. Mm-hmm. And then in the hip hop world or for our culture and all that. But then a few of the other ones like Baller Alert and like the Shade Room, I had to like back up because it was like negative to our people. It's like nothing's ever fucking nice.
Let me tell you something. I don't post on the Instagram or social media, but I do see everything. And then when I do see if I see us post something that is a slant, I will say something. I will change it or I will text the group and I'll say, we don't do, because I feel like we'll give you the news, but we want you to talk about it.
Yeah.
We want you to have an opinion.
You tell us your opinion.
And, you know, but I'm not gonna go on there and be like, oh, this person's this, that, whatever. Because, you know, the other thing too is that I'm out here in the streets.
Yeah. So
there
they
is a
know.
Difference.
Right.
You know how to find me.
Yeah.
You know, these other people, they hide behind.
You don't know
company.
Who it is.
Yeah, I just don't like the net. Oh, it's so negative. But when I read your guys's, you know, even the caption, like you said, there's no slant in it at all. It's straightforward. This is what is going on. Unfortunately, we got to blog about this girl, or him or her. But it's not like the captions be shady on these other ones. And I'm like, you know what? I had to tell them from a few years ago, and Jason's my witness. Mm-hmm. Don't fucking post me. Matter of fact, we had some
No. Yeah. You got the Shade Room deleted.
I had the whole page took down for like a week. I literally called I had people, broker. Made people, I had to call
and who,
people
and, who,
and said,
wait,
delete
and,
this
and
motherfucking
and let me ask you this. Who helped bring the parties together?
Well, so Jason was on the line because I originally called Jason and said, hey, I don't know who works over there, but can you please somehow make this right? Because they're saying something about me. I'm a married woman. I'm at a pool party. I like to wear thong bikinis. I'm part Brazilian. We do that in my culture too.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm wearing a thong bikini, but they tried to make it seem like I was with a man that wasn't my husband, and it was a cabana party full of hella people, and I didn't like that. Like, I'm married. You're trying to ruin a fucking husband and wife, a black
situation.
Couple
yeah.
that are loving.
Yeah.
And don't do that. Mm-hmm. And they were like, no, we don't post and delete. Oh, ooh. Well, say bye to your motherfucking page.
No, they told you to pay.
No, they didn't want me. No, they didn't want. They said that I offered them money. I said, Jason, how much to tell them to take it down? And they responded, we don't post and delete. And Jason screenshot and told them, this is what they said, Natalie. And he goes, I just want to help. How can I? Boy, I'm going to help the whole situation.
Like, delete the page.
Delete it. And then so I only follow and love Hollywood Unlocked. If you ever notice,
we love you
comments.
Too. And we don't get a lot of love from Baller Alert shows us love. Shout out to Robin. She actually like watched the Khaleesi interview and gave me notes. She was like, "You're great.
You are.
That's
your
thing.
Such a good speaker.
Do that." And I'm excited for Wild 'N Out coming out. We have some big moments.
What day does it air? Because I love.
We don't know
Wild
yet.
I'm so happy you're about to be on it.
I haven't watched it as much. I mean, now that I'm in it, of course I'm watching it more. But like. I had a good time.
You're amazing, Jason. You are so good.
No.
Why? No. They need to bring back like Brandon T. Jackson and some of the old.
No. It's a new wave. They got us on there.
New wave.
No, but I was nervous. And B. Simone, she was so good. And this is her second season, but this is her third season.
Oh, it's your second?
Yeah. Her third season is coming up.
We'll shoot in Atlanta.
But no, but I mean, like, she has just ultra confidence. You know,
we do
a workshop.
Well, you made me laugh, and I'm sometimes kind of like, you made me laugh.
You're not funny.
You are funny.
We do a workshop for 9 days, which 7 of the 9 days I was terrified. One day I actually left because I was going to quit. I was going to quit.
Really?
And she was like keeping us motivated and encouraged. But you know, once you get on there, especially if you've been on TV, you know, once you're on the stage, it's showtime.
It's showtime.
And
workshop is harder than the
actual
show.
Were they going in?
It's like comedy boot camp. And it literally starts off with 20 people, and it's like, oh, it's 20 people here. I got to choose five. Who's going home today? Jason, B. Simone, in the middle battle. And it's like, you want it so bad. It's like stress.
And honestly,
you don't want to go home. And so they're testing you, and then, you know?
And then, you know, when you got money, you kind of like, send me on.
Yeah.
You know, because I got shit to do. But no, this is what I will say.
He was phenomenal on that stage.
Oh my God.
Wait,
but I will say, though, that for the workshop, it's hard for me. Like, we had to come up with raps talking shit about each other. So I was like, so we had this one where we did the... at the family reunion.
Yeah.
So she's next to me, and I'm like, oh, I like B. Simone. I got to find you. So I said something like, this month.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.